Hi guys, it's Eileen Asher. I am the host of Artists with Anxiety, and we have another episode, and it's been a little bit since you've heard just from me, and if you can't tell, this is not my house. I am at a friend's house, so if you hear giggling in the background, that would be more.
Hi.
Also, there's a cat wandering around, so I will be distracted by the cat. And it wouldn't be the first episode where I'm distracted by a cat anyway, so I don't really care. Well, I wanted to give you guys a quick update and a little bit of a check-in because some awesome things have been happening. Not to say that there haven't been stressful things happening, but I thought you guys might appreciate to hear a little bit of what we call development, at least with mental health anyway. So I wanted to talk to you guys about that for a little bit. So I got the honor, I don't know if it's an honor for me, it was more panic, but recently I was actually given the opportunity to host the live broadcast that my work puts on every Friday. Normally I'm behind the scenes running the running the studio software and equipment for that whole nonsense, and I love it to death, I really do, but it's nerve-wracking most days because technology never works the way it's supposed to. But today, or not today, a couple weeks ago, I was given the opportunity to host because the host was Allison Harrison of the Diversity Chamber of Central Ohio. And I am, if anyone didn't know by now, I identify as bisexual. And I came out within the last, year. So me being the only LGBTQ member of my workplace, my boss decided it would be a wise decision to make me the host for the day. So that was wonderfully thrilling, but you guys should know, and I will link to below so you can actually see it, because for the most part, I think I look relatively put together, but I am in straight up panic mode, as most of you probably know. I was panicking. Like, I got the text the night before, like at 7 o'clock, and we would go live at 10:30 a.m. and I had to be prepped and ready to go. And I got the text at 7 p.m. asking or saying, hey, you should do it. And not only I was thrilled, but I instantly went into almost a panic attack because my heart was racing. My breath was fast. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I was all of a sudden very, very hyper-focused. So I was immediately on my laptop researching the whole thing, like every detail about the guest, about the business, about the chamber, about everything the LGBTQ in Columbus had to offer. So I was in full-blown panic mode for hours, and I actually had to get a little assistance from some chemicals, for lack of a better word. I wish that I had, I could have taken more of my anxiety medication because, Lord, that was not kicking in. It was not enough. So I did a good amount of wine drinking the night before, which is not healthy and I would not recommend as a quality coping mechanism. However, it did chill me out just a little bit. But I know we talk about safe coping mechanisms, but the way that I was actually coping with it was, talking through with my partner what I was going to say. I was writing out a script, which, as you know, is my go-to when I have to do any sort of public speaking or, I guess video recording in this case too, because I do have notes for this thing. So, I always take notes. I practice. I rehearse in my head. And then I was writing my entire script, all the questions out that I was ever going to ask this person. I was preparing for hours, and I went to bed late, and I was panicking, and I didn't sleep very well, which is the beauty of anxiety. But the next morning, I still had to be there early to not only prep myself for the actual talk, but then I had to set up the actual camera room. And set up all like 6 cameras that we use for that thing, test them, make sure that the programs were working, train the people that don't normally run the programs. I had to make sure that I trained them on the updates that they hadn't seen yet, make sure that everything was right and ready for them to go. And I still had to prep. I still had to talk to the guests. I still had to interview them. I only had maybe an hour to prep between when the guest actually got there and when we went live. It's actually less than that. So I'm was half in on if you watch and then we and then they hit go live and I was sitting there in front of a blinking red camera and it was terrifying. And now I don't know how my coworkers do it every single week, and now I am very much less likely to be bitching at them. So but my boss also learned a valuable lesson in technology does not work all the time in the way that you think it will. He learned a valuable lesson, which was great. but I learned a valuable lesson that there's no such thing as perfection. As much as I did practice and prep, I knew that I was going to mess up. I knew that in my head. And part of the anxiety that I was kicking in was because I knew I was going to mess up, and I was trying to mentally prepare myself to know that I was going to mess up. And I did. I stumbled over my words. I couldn't figure out which words I want to say. I forgot certain questions. I stuttered. I paused way too long. Luckily, my guest was a pro. Allison is wonderful and very sweet. And I thought we got along beautifully. It was an honor to meet her. But it was by no means perfect. I was absolutely winging it. And you probably can see me like rubbing my hands in the video and freak. And if I don't look like I'm freaking out, please know that in my head I was screaming. but I still had a blast. It was still fun. It was worth it. It was a step towards my ultimate goal to actually give a TED talk or a speech one day. So it was thrilling being able to go live on YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, the whole nine. And it really was cool, and it was an awesome experience. And I found out after the fact that I think I might be doing it again, all depending on if my coworkers don't want to do the broadcast, they might actually send me in to do the things. So at least I will be prepped and I will be ready and I will know how to handle things the next time around. But my God, I was absolutely terrified. And I don't know. I was twitching the entire time. Like, my anxiety did not go away. So keeping in mind that I did conquer the scary thing and this thing that sets me on edge and sends me into panic attacks, I did the thing, but I was still absolutely terrified. So I just want you guys to know that you can still do the thing and have a blast and still have your anxiety, your depression, your OCD, your whatever kick in hard and still do the thing. And, I still had to work right after that. So as much as I wanted to like take a break and come down from the high and the anxiety of dealing with all of that, I still had to do work afterwards. So I still had to clean up the mess that my coworkers made and and do all the postings and manage the team that I'm on. And I still had to do that while still in a mild panic attack. But it's done, and it was recorded for all to see on YouTube, and I will link so you guys can see it. I hope that you watch, because you actually get to see me being a little less goofy than you guys see on here. But then I also wanted to talk to you guys about another struggle that I've had in previous years. But I actually noticed myself as it was happening that I was feeling a lot more comfortable with this thing, and that was networking. I recently got to go to a conference called Making Midwest over at Columbus College of Art and Design. And I was the only person going. I didn't know anybody going in. Turns out I did after the fact. Like halfway through the day, I ran into an old high school friend of mine. So I didn't even know that she was going to be there. So I ended up not being totally alone, but I knew going into the thing that I was not going to be alone, or that I was going to be alone. And I was freaking out because I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what kind of, like, the speakers I was going to meet. I had no idea if I was even going to find the hall where they were actually having the talks. I didn't know what to expect from this thing. So I was kind of nervous. I knew that I didn't really have to be, but I was still kind of nervous. But when I walked in and I saw these people, and I didn't know anybody, and I didn't have, and I had all that they, it was great because they gave me a nice swag bag, but I had all these things in my hands, and I had to put them down, and so now my social anxiety is kicking in, and I didn't know what to do. So I don't, it must have been practice over the years of networking and some of the stuff that we've been talking about in previous episodes, but I ended up just walking up to a table and joining them, and I even addressed the awkwardness. I even said, like, hey, I've got a whole bunch of stuff in my hands. Do you guys mind if I put it down here on the table? And I said, yeah. And they were in the middle of a conversation, and I felt kind of bad. But they ended up stopping to address me and ask me my name and what I did. So then we went around the table and asked, you know, hey, who are you? What do you do? So all those questions that, like, make people cringe a little bit, we still address the awkwardness that, and I found that everybody else there had some sort of like social issues and didn't like those awkward questions. But here we are explaining what we do for a living and including other people in the conversation, and it just came so naturally. And even as I was standing there, I was thinking, this isn't normal for me to be able to talk to these people just randomly and introduce myself with no problems. And mind you, I'm still freaking out in my head, but I wasn't conscious of my freaking out. It wasn't that I was like wondering, oh my God, I should have said this. Why did I say that? But it was still, it still felt natural and it felt friendly. And I actually ended up making a bunch of friends that day. And I do follow a bunch of them on Instagram now, and I'm hoping that I can meet up with them either next year or in the coming weeks, because some of them were local, so I'm very happy about that. But that making connections thing was awesome. That it doesn't come naturally to me, but the fact that despite my fear and anxiety in the moment, I still managed to turn, I realized that I'd taken a step forward, that it almost did become second nature. And in the back of my head, I'm realizing that, hey, that normally that's not easy for you, but here you are and you did it. You're comfortable in this and among these creatives and these makers, and you're comfortable enough to do the thing that you don't like. And that is what something I noticed that I enjoyed. And we ended up talking about, like, we ended up showing each other pictures of each other's pets, of each other's artwork, just random stuff, until we were called into the big hall for our opening keynote. We ended up complimenting each other and a whole bunch of stuff. We were connecting, like I said, following each other on Instagram. Ended up swapping business cards, LinkedIns. So I came away with a lot of friends, but I realized that I had improved a little bit since then, but I had gotten braver from all the repetition of being in front of a camera to being in front of people and talking to other people and introducing myself and basically essentially just sucking it up and doing it, because I would rather just do the thing, get over it, than sit there panicking like I normally do. So that was a nice kind of realization for me in the middle of that. And that was just 2 weeks ago. And I acknowledge the fact that I am by no means cured. I'm still very much taking my anti-anxiety medication, and there are some days where it really doesn't work and I'm in a panic mode and I'm freaking out. But even when you're doing the uncomfortable thing, you can still be panicking and still and doing the thing, and people may notice, people may not notice. You can watch the video of me and Allison, and you can decide for yourself of whether you can tell if I'm freaking out or not. But while I was talking to those people that also had the same kind of anxiety, mental health issues, I don't think they could tell, or they're probably thinking in their heads, like, why did I say that? I should have said this. They're probably second guessing and thinking of what they should be doing. And everybody feels those awkward stuff, especially in introductions. So that's absolutely normal. And it was really cool to kind of have that realization in the middle of it. And then you guys might be interested to know that I will actually be a guest on a podcast coming up in the next couple weeks. It is a podcast by a friend of mine, Kieve. They host a podcast called Please Touch the Art. I will have to have links for you in another video probably, but you will hear my voice on that And I'll hope to have Kieve on a future episode of mine as well, because they too have some mental health issues that I would love to explore and get their perspective on. Because Kieve does what I am trying to do, but doing a much, much, much better job at it, and doing what they love is just a fantastic thing, especially exploring art history. So I'll be excited to be on that. So you will also probably hear the panic in my voice and know that I will be doing the research and prep work and as much as I can to prepare for this podcast, but still freaking out. And I won't even be in front of a camera. I will be in front of a microphone and that's it. And I will still be panicking. So I hope you guys will, I'll be posting links to that. And hopefully you guys will stay tuned for that. But I thought you would appreciate having a quick update about some of the things that are going on that I know in myself that I'm seeing some improvement over some of my anxieties. But again, I'm by no means cured, but it's nice to be able to kind of have these milestones and see the progress that I've made in the past couple of years. So I'm hoping that you guys will check that out. I'll include links in the description, and I hope to see you guys soon again. So thank you guys so much and take care.